We're looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 18 today, where the Bible says, "For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." Now, obviously, I'm not a doctor, but I would imagine that there's nothing quite as frustrating as having a patient who could get better, who would respond to treatment, but ultimately refuses treatment for whatever reason. How frustrating would it be to watch someone die that doesn't have to, because of a peculiar worldview or a complete misunderstanding of how things work? Now, for those of us who have made that all-important connection with God, the plan of salvation makes a lot of sense. We can see what God is doing, and even though we don't always understand His timing, we can still see in the overall picture what God is doing for the human race. The Bible makes sense to us. But for those who reject God, the cross of Christ makes little sense. They can't see why in the world Jesus has to hang on a rough wooden cross, and they can't see what sort of difference that's supposed to make in anybody's life. As Paul puts it, the cross is foolishness to them. Going back to our medical example, I suppose it's a little like someone who simply can't see the point of chemotherapy. Right up front, they know it's going to be nasty, and maybe they've read some conspiracy theory stuff on the internet that has them believing that chemotherapy is a deliberate technique used by secret world control freaks to control our population. Now, of course, I don't actually know of a theory like that, but for the sake of argument, let's say that's what's going on. They refuse treatment because they can't see the point. But for those who, in faith, accept the doctor's recommendation and undergo the difficult process of treatment, over time, they begin to see the benefits. Eventually, the tumor shrinks, maybe even enough to make it operable. Then, when the treatment is over, their hair and their appetite comes back. In the end, they finally have a new lease on life, and you'll never be able to convince those people that it wasn't worth it to go through the healing process. They get it because they lived it. It's a little like that with Christianity. You have to live it to get it. You have to trust that God knows what He's doing when He says the cross is the path we need to head in order to establish our relationship with Him. When we see the difference that a relationship with Christ actually makes in our lives, it turns everything around. We can see the power of God in the cross. But for those who refuse, who see the cross of Christ as nothing more than an historical event or a bit of superstition, well, it all looks a little foolish. They'll never know, because they didn't accept the invitation to step out in faith and let God work in their hearts. So I guess that means that a life with God actually means you get to see and understand things that nobody else gets to see, which is just one more reason that a life infused with faith is just a better way to live.